Hello, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Good morning. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you guys ready for your client interview?
Well, I think so. Ready as we'll ever
be. You're like, as ready as we're going to get. You got it. So I did get the link last night that you sent. Iza is the one who's going to be your technician. I love her. She's great. Before I bring her on the line with us, I do want you to know that for training purposes and for quality assurance, the call will be recorded. Okay. She's going to provide you excellent service. She's going to answer any questions that you have at all.
All right.
Now I did get the link. Like I said, I might need you to resend it. She's going to look at it, but I did want you to know that we got it. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have any questions before I bring her on the call with us?
I got all the information I think I got.
Okay.
For like the pictures of everything we need.
Beautiful.
The thing is, I don't know. I couldn't send them for some reason. I don't know. Why
okay.
My Google Drive wouldn't upload them or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So
as soon as you
know.
Can, I would say send them. Maybe Iza might be able to help you with that. Let me bring her on the call. Iza, are you there?
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
Okay, Iza, I have Alex here. I don't know if you heard, he was kind of having issues with getting the photos. Maybe you might be able to tell him a couple different ways he can send them to us. Verification. Okay. Alex, you are in good hands. I hope you both have a beautiful day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Nadine.
Bye.
Hi, Alex. This is Iza.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. This client interview will take about 30 to 40 minutes. I just want to make sure this is a good time for you.
Yep, it is.
Okay, perfect. First, I would like to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. And second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And then lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and then discussing the next steps. Okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. So I just wanted to confirm there is a security question set in your account, which is the city you were born. Can you please confirm the answer?
Dodge City.
Okay, perfect. So this security question will be used for your protection. Anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may require you to answer the security question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make necessary changes. Okay. The business name that we have here is Rocky Mountain Sprinklers and Landscape. And then the phone number we have on file is 970-901-9301. And then we have your address as 8540-6400 Road in Montrose, Colorado, 81401. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Can you please confirm if this is an office or home address?
It is a home address in the office.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're able to receive mails using this address, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And are you licensed, insured, or you have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay, great. So can you please send us a copy of your business documentation? We would need it for verification and optimization of your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, I tried to send it. I couldn't get it through email or that link you sent me. I don't know if I could text it to you.
Oh, no worries. So after this call, I will be sending you a few email reminders. So you can just simply reply back to that email, and
okay.
We should be able to get it. So
okay.
Do you have the license number and expiration date handy? If not, I can just wait for the email.
License date, here, let me see.
Thank you.
It was on, I think it's 3/23/2016.
Okay. 3/23/2016, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then would you like your address to be displayed or hidden on your Google Business profile?
Let's do it. Let's hide it, yeah.
Hide, okay. No problem. And then I did my research. I didn't see that you have a website, so I just wanted to confirm, do you have a business website already?
No.
Okay, great. So no problem. We can create a website for you. Let me just pull up some website URL options so you can choose from those options, okay? One second.
Okay.
So ideally for the domain or URL, we keep it fairly short and easy to remember. So the first suggestion here is rockymountainsprinklersandlandscape.com. I'd say this is like the easiest because it is the same as your business name. But there's also a Montrose Rocky Mountain Sprinklers and Landscape.com. So, like, just adding your location.
Right.
There's.
Yeah, I would say let's do the .com one. That one you said.
Without the Montrose.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So let me just take note of that. So since we're going to be creating the websites and URL, I mean domain for you, would you also want to do a payment integration to your website? This will allow your customers to process payment on your website, and this will require you to have a PayPal business account.
Let me ask my dad here.
Okay.
If he wants that or not.
Okay.
No, I don't think we want to have that.
Okay, sure, no problem. So we'll just keep that part then. Second. So something that also included on your package is a call tracking number. This is a Google endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we will do is create a localized phone number and then post it online. So any calls or any leads that comes in through that phone number will be recorded. That way it will be easier for you to measure the success of our campaign. Also, it will allow you to see and play back all those phone calls afterwards so that you can review your prospects and listen again to your conversation. And you can figure out anything that you might have missed. So this will also help you filter most types of calls, like scam calls or telemarketers, Would you like us to create one with no additional cost?
No, thank you.
Okay, so we'll still be using the phone number ending in 9301, correct?
That's right.
All right, sure. No problem. And then have you heard about Google Workspace? This is a Google product for emails and documents and calendars. Because we will be creating your website domain and your website design, with Google Workspace, you can also match your email address to your domain, to your website. So would you want to add this to your subscription?
Does it cost anything?
Yes. So this would cost, starting price is $99 per activation and $19 thereafter.
No, let's not do that.
Okay, no problem. So these are not set in stone. In the future, if you feel like you need it, you can always add it later on.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So now let me go to your keywords. Let me just hold up those keywords for you. Hold on 1 second, okay? All right. So the keywords are the search terms that your customers will be using in order to find you on Google. So based on your subscription, I see that you are going to have your Facebook ads run by Local Splash, and then we are also going to work to put you on the first page on the map section of Google. So that's your local SEO. So when someone search for or use a search term on Google, then the expectation is to see you on the first page on the map section, okay? So we have to make sure that these keywords are relevant to your business. So here's what I have for you. Just let me know if anything needs to be added or anything needs to be removed. So we have landscaping. We have lawn care services. We have lawn maintenance, maintenance, landscaping service, tree trimming, gardening service, gardener, paver installation, artificial turf, fence services, landscape designer, landscaper, tree planting, and hardscaping. Are these all services provided by your company?
No.
Okay, which one should we remove?
We don't do any lawn care, anything with lawn care, or tree trimming.
Okay. But do you do fence services?
No, we do not.
Okay. All right, then. Can you please let me, tell me more about the services that you offer?
We want to get more into the, you know, like I'd say retaining walls, paper patios, hardscape.
You mean like stoneworks?
Right, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Hold on. Is it more in the like brickwork, stoneworks, something?
No.
Okay.
No, it'd be more, you know, like retaining walls and paper patios, I would say.
Okay. Walls. All right. And then it also mentioned something with the deck. Are you doing deck installation?
No.
Okay. So Nadine actually added some services that you offer also. She mentioned about irrigation and sprinklers. So do you do installation of the water system? Irrigation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is this installation and repair or just installation?
Just installation.
Okay. Thank you. And then she mentioned about flower beds also, both for residential and commercial. And then she mentioned about outdoor kitchen. Can you tell me more what services you do for outdoor kitchen, please?
Yes. I would say we should do that. Outdoor kitchen, pergola, installation.
Okay.
And right. I don't know if she has anything in there about water features. We do those too.
Yep. Okay. Can you tell me more about the water features? Like how do you do it exactly? Like what are the features that, like, sample? Are these like fountain or just the small ones or?
Waterfall
mm-hmm.
features, fountains. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm just writing everything down just to make sure that we'll be able to have the correct keywords. And then later after this call, I will be sending you all the keywords that we will be using towards your marketing campaign. If anything comes up or if anything needs to be removed, just let me know and reply back on that email. Okay?
Okay.
Great. So the next part of this interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. So what would you say is unique, something unique about your business and then something that sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, I don't know for sure. I would say we would good quality work, mm-hmm. good work ethic, and I don't know anything right offhand. We would do.
Do you also provide like a free quotation, or do you provide like sample designs that they can choose, your customers can choose from, or anything, you know?
We have pictures of stuff we've done, and we have, you know, we can give people address of places we worked at, you know.
Mm-hmm. So do you provide free estimates?
Yes.
Or no? Okay. How about, do you consider your pricing competitive?
Yes.
Okay. About your equipment, is there anything, significant? Like, you know, some of the industry standards that you use, like sometimes there's like high quality or modern facilities or equipment, anything like that that you think you have?
Nothing special.
Okay. All right. So, and then do you have a mission statement? This is like the goal or the vision of the company, something that you follow. For example, something like, at Rocky Mountain Sprinklers and Landscape, we bring creative projects and visions to life. Or we can say, at Rocky Mountain Sprinklers and Landscape, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The second one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then would you be able to help me with the tagline also? This is more of like the shorter version. So something that, like a client that I've talked to before, they have like a tagline that says, for example, the name of the business, and then they say, "Where a beautiful yard begin," something like that. So do you have mm-hmm. like a slogan related to your business?
No, we don't.
Okay. If anything, if you come up with anything, let us know. Otherwise, I will have the team come up with something for you. Okay.
Sounds
right.
Good.
And then can you please confirm that the business started in 2016 and that you have over 8 years of experience in the industry, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And how many number of employees do you have?
One.
Okay. And then can you also confirm your hours of operation?
7 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m.
Is that just Monday to Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday are closed, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And what are the payment methods that you accept?
Cash or check.
Okay. Do you also accept like Venmo, Zelle, credit card, or just cash and check for now?
That's right. Just cash or check for now.
Okay. Great. And then I don't believe that you have a Google Business profile, correct?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the business Google Business profile. Because you don't have one, you don't have to worry. We will create one for you. Let me just tell you that Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. So verification is very important. Because this will show that your business, is a legitimate business, so that Google can show this on Google search and on the map section. So we will actually require your cooperation with this since you are the business owner. We will send you that important steps. I'm not sure if you have received it on email, but after this call, I will also send you what it will require. So basically, if it requires a video verification, which is most of the time, it has the highest likelihood to occur. So as the business owner, you will be uploading the video showing your location, your equipment, and then a proof of management. So we will provide you the instructions. And if in the event that Google would say they will use a postcard as a method for verification, you will just receive a postcard on the address that we have on file, which is the address I verified with you earlier. So you will receive it in 5 to 7 days. Inside the postcard, there is a code, usually a 6-digit code. So all you have to do is to just enter it on your client dashboard. Your credentials for your client dashboard will be sent to you in 3 to 5 business days. So if you are having problem with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video. So we recommend like 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the file is too large. So just make sure that you're in a location where there is stable internet connection so there's no interruptions. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm, because I see here from Nadine that your target location is 20 miles radius from your address in Montrose. Are you able to give me specific city names or zip codes also that you're trying to target?
Yes, I can give you city names.
Okay, I'm ready.
I would say Montrose,
mm-hmm.
Olathe, Delta,
mm-hmm.
and Ridgeway.
Okay, we can add up to 5. Or we can...
That's enough right there.
Okay, perfect. So just add it here. Also, one of our newest features is to create weekly occurring posts on your behalf. So posts are actually a great way to get attention in real estate and Google, as well as improve the performance of your ads, of your Google listing. So you will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime on your client dashboard. Would you like me to opt you into this program?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So let me just add it here. Also, can you confirm if you have a Yelp account? Because I tried to search for a Yelp under your business name and it doesn't show any account.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right, then. Would you like to create your Yelp, or we'll just leave it for now?
Let's just leave it for now.
Okay. And then Nadine said that you have a Facebook business page. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is this connected to your dad's personal Facebook, or is it connected to your personal Facebook?
It's my dad's.
Okay, great. So because we will be running your Facebook ads for you, the first step is to really have access to your Facebook business page so that we can start creating the campaign and the ads, okay? Right now, what I'm going to do is send you an email so that you can grant this access to your Facebook business page. Would you have time to please accept this admin request so that we can start working on your Facebook ads? Okay, perfect.
Sure.
I just sent you the email. Just let me know if you don't receive it, okay? So the title of the email would say, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. And then it will say on the second paragraph of the email, in order to grant us access to your Facebook business page, please click here. So just click the link and then follow the steps, or let me know if there's anything that you need.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive the email? Hello, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm still
great.
Here.
Oh, okay, thank you. Did you receive the email?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So it says business email not provided. This user does not have a valid email address.
Okay. So did you click the, what happens after you click the click here on the second paragraph?
So it went to, I'll just do it again here.
Okay.
Says confirm access to Facebook assets. And
okay.
Then it says, you haven't selected any assets to share. Please select at least one asset to continue.
Okay.
So,
did you select one?
So it says new business manager name. Is that the, is that Rocky Mountain Sprinklers? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it says could not create new business manager. Business email not provided. This user does not have a valid email address. Use the email field to provide one. Invalid perimeter.
Okay. So when you create, is that your dad's personal Facebook account that's connected to your Facebook page, or is that your own Facebook?
It is my dad's.
Okay. So when he created his personal Facebook, is it not connected to an email? Did he just sign up using like his mobile
yeah.
number? Okay. So first you will have to update his personal Facebook account.
Okay.
So just switch the profile and go to his personal Facebook. And then we will have to go to, let me just double check.
So I go to settings.
Yeah, you go to settings and privacy and then look for profile details.
Okay.
And then there should be an option to add an email address under the contact info.
Okay.
All right. Maybe you can put the same business address, business email, the one that's on file, or, okay. Have you added the email address?
I'm just in the process here.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, just take your time.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, perfect. So if you have added the email address, just try to click again the link on the one on the email I sent you, and hopefully it will go through this time.
Okay. So it went through.
Okay, perfect. Does it say you were able to grant access or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And it, I got to the part where it says finish your ad account setup.
Okay.
So do I just keep following that?
Yes. Did you, was there an option that says confirm access? Did you get through to that part?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me double check. It doesn't look like you received it already. Did you see something that says lead C is requesting access?
It says it needs, you must set up a payment method.
Okay, so it's just trying to complete the creation of your Facebook page, I guess.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Please get through to completing the Facebook page steps. Once the page is completed, then you can grant us the admin access.
Okay.
I'm sure it will just be like, I think the billing method is like the final part.
So it says you haven't selected any asset to share. Please select at least one asset to continue.
Okay. Was there a drop down
yes,
that you can choose
is.
From? Mm-hmm. Can you please let me know what? Yep.
So, says please select a business manager.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, was there an option to choose the business name, like Rocky Mountain Sprinklers and Landscape?
No.
Okay. So, what options does it show you?
It just says Troy Kane.
Okay. So that's his personal Facebook, correct?
That's right.
All right. So it doesn't route you to the business page?
No.
All right. I think we can figure that out later on with our Facebook expert. But but please confirm there is definitely a business Facebook page that's already created, correct?
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. It's just personal. It's just a personal Facebook page.
Okay.
We didn't do anything for a business.
There's no Facebook business page yet?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's try this one more time. I'm sorry. I thought there's already an existing one. Let me walk you through the first step. So let's create the Facebook page first. Hold on one second, okay? All right. Are you using a mobile or are you using a computer?
A mobile.
Okay. So you're already on Troy's Facebook account, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Please open the Facebook account and go to Troy's personal Facebook account. And then please click the home icon on the left, on the upper left of your screen.
Okay.
So once you're there, right across it, you could see like 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth icon should be like three horizontal lines with his picture on it. Correct?
Okay. Yep.
Once you click that, there will be options that would say memories, groups, marketplace, feeds, avatar, events, gaming, and then pages. Do you see pages with the little flag icon?
No, I don't.
Okay, what do you see on your screen?
So there's reels, groups, video, pages. Oh, yeah, there it is. You got me.
Oh, perfect. So please click pages. And then on the upper left, it would say, it would show the plus sign and then create.
Okay.
So please click create.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then click get started.
Okay.
Okay. And then the page name should be your business name.
Okay.
All right, and then just follow along the steps and let me know if you need any help.
Okay, I got that.
Okay, perfect. And now let's try to click again the link that I sent you, like the first one earlier.
Says you have exceeded the number of allowed ad account for your business manager at this time.
Okay, so are there multiple admin on your account?
Think so.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I think we can just move on, and then we'll just have someone from our Facebook team contact you about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, hold on. But later after this call, are you able to take a screenshot of the Facebook business page that you created? Just to make sure that we can find it online.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then because we're going to run your ads for you, there will be three options that you can choose from for the call to action. So what call to action do you want for your ad? Is it Facebook form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger?
Let's just do, what were the options? What was the first one again?
So the first one is Facebook form fill. This means that when your potential customers find you on, or when your Facebook customer sees your ad, they have an option to click on the ad and then fill the information, like put in their email, their name, and then the service that they want to avail from your company. And then the call button or call action is an option for them to call you straight away when they click your ad. And then
let's
the last
that.
One. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, let me just write it down. All right. So also, Alex, we can also add the Google Ads on your subscription, just in case that you want to add it in the future or today. Have you heard about Google Ads?
Yes, I don't want to do that.
Okay, no problem. All right, and I also wanted to confirm what will be your preferred availability for follow-up calls. So after 3 weeks, there will be like follow-up call with you. This is to go over the marketing campaigns that we will run for you, how everything is progressing. So it would take usually 30 minutes. So what will be your best time to contact you?
What is it about?
This will be discussing how your Google business profile is performing, like how your ads are performing, how many leads you're getting. So just a quick follow-up call and see and discuss how things are progressing.
Probably in the morning sometime.
Okay, so any day as long as it's in the morning, correct?
Right.
Okay. So 8 a.m. is okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you already have a business logo?
We do.
Okay. So I will send you an email and just attach the business logo. So now you will actually receive a few emails. So let's just go over those emails. So as I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. And if you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, just go ahead and just reply to my email, okay? And then the second email will be a photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile, and then we can also use it for your Facebook page, okay? So you can add up to 20 pictures on the email and also add your logo. So we just want to make sure that these are high quality or good quality logo and pictures. And if you don't have, you know, like a high quality pictures, we will temporarily use high quality stock photos for your new website and your Facebook page. Okay.
Okay.
So these images or stock photos are copyright protected. So which means that if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before you respond. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So now let me talk to you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Your Facebook ads will be live within 7 to 14 days from the time that you grant us access on your Facebook business page. So we will also submit your business information and the content that we created to directories. And then we will optimize your Google business profile once it's been verified. You will see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget, you can also visit your client dashboard to see your listings, to create posts, and update content. And all of your listings will be promoted. So this can also result in all types of calls, service requests, or competitors. So any company that would call you and, you know, introduce themselves from Google, Times Square, or networks requesting extra money to get verified or complete your Google business profile, those are scam calls. So
Okay. Do
not respond to any questionable request. Just let us know if you have any questions. Okay?
Sounds good.
So as I mentioned earlier, we will be following up with you in the next 3 weeks to discuss how your how your account is progressing. And we will be calling you on the 7th of August at 8 a.m. I will send you a calendar invite as a reminder. Okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. So, Alex, this will conclude our interview. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions I can help you with right now?
No, not really, other than I guess you're going to have somebody call me about the Facebook page.
Yes, that's correct. So once I email you, if you can also send a screenshot of the Facebook business page that you created just to make sure that it was created correctly, and then we'll just go from there. I'll add a note so someone can contact you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And after 5 to 7 days, review all the information that has been submitted and then let us know anything if it needs any changes. So you will continuously receive an email update from us since we are still on the setting up stage. And then you can call our phone number, which is 877-635-6225. And you can reach out to us via calls, emails, texts, or live chat. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mondays through Friday. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I think we're all set for now, Alex. Once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.